Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, everybody, and a happy Friday to each and every one of you. Today, we are going to wrap up our monthly deep dive into the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5. And we're ending this week on a serious but necessary note. We're going to look at a powerful and honestly kind of sobering piece from district administration titled Crisis in the Making, Superintendent Shortages Real and Getting Worse. This article, authored by Josh G. from the American Association of School Administrators, addresses a profound and growing challenge that touches every single person in education: the looming scarcity of qualified school leaders. Now let's dive into this district administration piece. It's honestly kind of a wake-up call. It paints this clear picture of why the superintendent role is becoming increasingly difficult to fill. The article points to several key factors that are contributing to this crisis. First, the authors note that the role of superintendent has become one of the most publicly scrutinized and politically charged positions in the entire nation. This level of pressure can lead to burnout and a general reluctance for even seasoned leaders to step into that role. In addition, this article also discusses the immense personal and professional sacrifices that the role demands. We often hear about teacher burnout, but the same holds true for our top leaders. The weight of budget decisions, disciplinary actions, and frankly, staff well-being can just be overwhelming. It's a real concern, and it makes me wonder what a viable long-term solution even looks like. Can we make the job more attractive without compromising the demands of the role? This has huge implications for the entire education system, as it's the superintendent who sets the vision and direction for a school district. The authors lay out the problem with clarity, but the question still remains: what can be done? What can we do to not only fill these roles, but to make them truly sustainable for the long haul? The crisis described in this district administration article is real, and it's a direct reflection of the incredible demands placed on school leaders every day. But the core of your work, the reason you do what you do every day, is about making a genuine, tangible difference in the lives of our students and staff. A superintendent once told me that the most powerful antidote to the pressures of the job was to simply walk the halls of their schools, to see the smiles on their students' faces and the passion in their teachers' eyes. So as we head into this weekend, just remember that no matter what the challenges are, our work matters more than ever. The resilience, empathy, and vision that we bring to our role is what will see our schools through this moment. And our dedication is what inspires the next generation of leaders to step up and serve. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Friday. And of course, I hope you have an even better weekend, because I know that you have earned it. But thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to your Morning Boost. We'll be back again next week with some more insights for our school leaders across this wonderful country. But until that time, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production, brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.